Good day, and welcome to the ESPN conference call. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Bill Hoffheimer. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Megan, and thanks to the members of the media for joining us on today's call. It's fitting we're here on the first day of the regular season to make this exciting announcement between ESPN and the NFL. On the call, we have George Bodenheimer, president of ESPN and ABC Sports, and co-chairman of Disney Media Networks, and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. We have 30 minutes for today's call. We'll start with a few opening remarks from both, and then we'll go right into the media questions. When we get to the questions, we'll start with John Arand at the Sports Business Journal, followed by Neil Best at Newsday. Commissioner Goodell, if you'd like to go ahead.
Sure. Thank you, Bill. It's obviously a great day for the NFL. I'm up in Green Bay for our kickoff game this evening, but we've been working over the last several months with our partners at ESPN and excited to be able to announce the extension of our agreement with ESPN to continue their great coverage of Monday Night Football and the NFL. You all have the release, so I won't get into the details, but I think the most important thing for the NFL is that not only are we continuing this great partnership, but we are working together to bring more football to more fans and on more platforms. And we're proud of our relationship with ESPN. They do a fantastic job of presenting the NFL, and we're grateful to Bob Iger and George Bodenheimer for their leadership, and we look forward to continuing this great partnership.
And go ahead, George.
All right. Thank you, Bill. I'd like to thank all of you for being with us this morning, and I want to also obviously thank Roger Goodell and the NFL for three decades of strong partnership, and we're thrilled to be able to continue that partnership well into another decade. This agreement that we're announcing today will fuel ESPN on a year-round basis because it touches all corners of our company and supports our best available screen strategy with NFL content on TV, online, and on mobile devices. Monday Night Football, as you know, is a top 10 TV property and wins, you know, every Monday night in all the key male demos and many nights in overall viewers, which is a remarkable achievement for the league and ESPN. Our core business is strengthened considerably with up to 500 new hours of NFL-branded content that will touch 35 different shows, ESPN programs, again, on a year-round basis across all of our platforms. And while this deal ostensibly begins in 2014, it has instant benefits for us right now. We do not have to wait until 2014 for this deal to start to benefit our company. For example, NFL Live expands this afternoon to 1 hour at 4 p.m. Eastern today. And Monday night, fans will be able to watch the game, Monday Night Football, on their iPads for the very first time. So we're very excited about the achievements in this agreement and the ability to continue to fuel our business going forward. Again, thank you for being with us today, and Roger and I look forward to taking your questions.
Thank you, George. We'll go right into the questions with John Arand at the Sports Business Journal, followed by Neil Best at Newsday. Go ahead, John.
Thanks, Bill. I have a question for George. George, the deal involves no playoff games at first, but lots of digital and highlight rights. What does that say about how ESPN values digital and highlight rights versus a live playoff game? And would you want to become part of the Super Bowl rotation? Is that something that ESPN was pushing for?
Well, I mean, overall, this is obviously, in our point of view, a great deal for our company. As you're pointing out, John, the scope of digital rights we have, the length, the international expansion that we have developed here, it really fuels our company 24/7, and this deal drives all of that. So I'm very excited about the opportunity to continue to expand our digital properties. You know, Monday Night Football is obviously a TV icon and draws substantial viewership every Monday night. So we're very thrilled with the deal as it's constructed, and I know it's going to be a very good deal for ESPN. As far as your last question, you know, we're always looking to improve our product, and I never say never. I've been this company over 30 years, and, you know, everything's come a long way in terms of the product that's on the air. So I would, you know, look forward to continuing to be able to improve that in the years ahead.
Okay, we'll go to Neil Best at Newsday, followed by Rick Freeman at the Associated Press. Go ahead, Neil.
Okay, thanks. Well, John asked my question, but I'll ask another one to George anyway. George, I mean, you sort of alluded to this earlier, but in terms of why make the deal now instead of closer to the time that it was going to expire after 2013, what was it to get this, you know, the additional programming and highlights online as quickly as possible? Why, you know, why do it now instead of in, you know, 2-3 years from now?
Well, Neil, I mean, to us, you know, our lifeblood is our programming agreements and the content that we have. So anytime we have an opportunity to renew and extend an agreement with the preeminent property like Monday Night Football and the NFL, you take advantage of that. It just so happens that our company is always moving and growing. So whenever we can acquire new rights, we're able to exploit them, such as Monday Night Football on the iPad, which will be a great fan favorite going forward. So again, take advantage of renewing an agreement like this when you can, and it funnels right into the ESPN company, which is always expanding. The whole authentication business that you all are familiar with and writing about that enables you know, cable and satellite subscribers to enjoy products on tablets and iPads is really it's happening right now, and ESPN is leading the way, and this contract is going to help us continue to lead the way doing that.
Okay, we'll go to Rick Freeman at the Associated Press, followed by Sam Schechner at the Wall Street Journal. Go ahead, Rick.
Hi. Actually, some of those questions are ones I was going to ask, too. But in addition to all of the digital highlight packages and the other content, what about this deal? What else is there that's different about this deal that the last deal didn't have that had you do it right away?
No, I think the most tangible answer to that is the 500 new hours of studio programming that is enabled by this agreement right now, again, starting today. I mean, ESPN is a unique business in the media business, and this contract will touch 35 different shows across all mediums starting later today this afternoon. So I would say that's the most tangible benefit to it. And additionally, enhanced international rights that we have. ESPN's a global business, and this helps grow our entire footprint around the world.
Okay, we'll go to Sam Schechner at the Wall Street Journal, followed by Don Chmielewski at the LA Times. Go ahead, Sam.
Hi. George, I'm wondering if you could speak both about this deal and more broadly how you view the ever-rising cost of sports rights for the NFL above all, but really across your portfolio with the somewhat slower growth that you're seeing in domestic affiliate fees and in advertising revenue, especially with a potential double-dip recession on the horizon.
Well, first off, you know, we pay for the value for what we get in these contracts, and there's so much value for us in this contract that obviously we feel it's an incredibly good deal for our company. As far as the impact of this deal itself, there will be no NFL surcharge assessed on any distributors as a result of this contract, and our affiliate fees are already well established in the marketplace. So in that regard, we can digest this contract and continue on and continue to increase the value that we provide to the fans out there subscribing to both cable and satellite. ESPN has been the most valuable service in cable television literally for 30 years in every time a poll is taken, and a product like this will only continue to enhance that and then enhance the whole value subscription, the whole value proposition to cable. So I think it's a winner on all those fronts.
Okay, we'll go to Don at the LA Times, followed by Simon Evans at Reuters. Go ahead, Don.
Thank you very much. George, I'm hoping that if you can clarify for me, will ESPN eventually get playoff rights, and I just want to be clear about your answer on the Super Bowl as well. So what additional programming do you see, and will there be an opportunity to simulcast postseason on ABC?
Well, as you can read in the release, there is an opportunity for a wild card game. I'm going to it's the NFL's option, so it would be more appropriate for Roger to address that particular question, but there is a path to it in the agreement that we have reached.
Yeah, Don, this is Roger. It's we have in the agreement, which spans you know, an 8-year extension, so our agreement is over 10 years now going forward, the option to put a wild card game on ESPN. We'll continue to talk with them about that and make the best decision for our fans, the NFL and ESPN. But I think one of the great things about our relationship with ESPN is that we have been true partners and tried to find ways to expand our relationship and improve our relationship. And I think that's been great for ESPN viewers and NFL fans. We've been able to do some important things to promote the game and expand our business opportunities. And this is just one opportunity that we do have in the context of this agreement.
Okay, we'll go to Simon Evans at Reuters, followed by Richard Sandomir at The New York Times.
Yeah, a question for Roger, please. I just notice, obviously, the first Monday we have two games on this week. Is that something we might see more of in the future? Is there a plan to have more doubleheader Mondays?
No, Simon, I don't anticipate that. We have that on the opening weekend, one, to celebrate the kickoff of the season, but two, to avoid having a Monday night football game and the last weekend of the regular season going into playoffs, which creates all kinds of competitive issues. So I don't see us expanding the doubleheader series.
Okay, we'll go to Richard Sandomir at The New York Times, followed by Brian Lowry at Variety.
George, I wanted to clarify, at no point as you renew your affiliate deals will there ever be an additional charge for the NFL?
Correct.
Never? Really? Okay. And will there be, you know, you don't tend to roll back, so I wonder as you go forward, will there be charges assessed for other programming you've added over the, you know, over the past year or so?
No, there is no portion of our, any of our fee that is associated with any one piece of product. The fee that we ask of our affiliates is based on the overall value of the ESPN service.
Okay, we'll go to Brian Lowry at Variety, followed by Chad Finn at the Boston Globe. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I actually just want to pick up on that question. I understand that there's not a specific surcharge that you're talking about being linked to this deal, but ESPN has been fairly aggressive in pushing back against kind of the notion of cord cutting, you know, that people are dropping their cable. And I wondered, one, what you think this does in terms of the value of cable, in terms of people watching live, and two, if somehow this expense has to get passed back to somebody, doesn't it?
Again, our overall networks, our overall business is greatly enhanced by our affiliation with the NFL, and this further enhances that affiliation. So the value of the ESPN networks continues to grow. And again, fueled significantly by our affiliation with the NFL. As far as the cord cutting topic, as we've said repeatedly over the last year, we don't see any evidence that any slowdown in subscriber growth is related to people cutting their cords because they can see the same product elsewhere. We see it more as the economic conditions in the United States, not some transition to a new customer who is looking for everything for free. So we don't believe that cord cutting is resulting from anything currently going on in the business today.
Okay, we'll go to Chad Finn at the Boston Globe, followed by Marissa Guthrie at Hollywood Reporter. Chad, are you on? He might have dropped off. Let's go to Marissa at the Hollywood Reporter. Go ahead, Marissa.
Hi. Thanks, gentlemen. So, obviously, you know, you've spoken about your lucrative subscriber fees, but, you know, this deal comes with a bump in rights fees. So does it change your calculation in terms of the Thursday night package that the NFL is that networks will begin to bid on soon?
And I'll you know, it's probably as appropriate for Roger to answer the question, but just from my perspective, and as Roger said a moment ago, I mean, we have an excellent relationship with the NFL, and we're always talking about lots of things. It's not like we sign a contract and then we see you 7 years later. I mean, we're always talking. So if there's an opportunity at any time to expand or enhance what we're doing, we obviously speak to one another.
Yeah, Marissa, I guess from the NFL perspective, we are dealing with our current packages and our current rights holders. We obviously are evaluating the possibility of an expanded Thursday night package, and we will talk with all of our current partners as well as potential partners on that.
Okay, we'll move on to David Barron at the Houston Chronicle, followed by Shira Ovid at the Wall Street Journal. Go ahead, David.
Well, Roger, what's the significance of reaching this agreement at this time where there has been some economic slippage, but perhaps things are not as grim as they might be within the next 6 to 7 months or the next year possibly? And for George, I didn't know if this will enable you, as you say, to go back to your affiliates to renegotiate any kind of sub fee, and if that might have some sort of tangential effect on a lightly carried college network that you have here in the state of Texas.
David, I wasn't sure what the question was. I think you mentioned the economy and the impact it's having on the NFL. Is that correct?
Actually, there's just the significance of being able to do this now when the economy perhaps has not gotten as badly as it might be as the months progress. The significance of getting this done now.
Yeah, I don't. I can't project where the economy is going, but I do know obviously that our fans are being impacted by the economy. Our partners are being impacted by the economy, and I think at times like this, you work more closely with your partners and your fans to make sure you're being responsive. And I think the view that both ESPN and the NFL take is a long-term view, which is how do we continue to expand our joint involvement with Monday Night Football and beyond Monday Night Football. And I think the features of this agreement go to expanding our platforms, expanding programming opportunities, which are all good for consumers and fans. And ESPN is so widely distributed, it's great for our fans to be able to experience more football. And I think that's all great for them. And clearly, the long-term nature of this, I think, to some extent, is a result of not only a successful partnership between the NFL and ESPN, but also the ability of us to reach a long-term agreement with our players, which this will be beneficial to the players and to the league and, again, to our overall fan base.
David, from my perspective, I mean, this agreement enhances our value to our affiliates through our Watch ESPN app, which has been downloaded nearly 3 million times since it was launched earlier this year. It's enhancing the value of a cable subscription, allowing people to enjoy ESPN and Monday Night Football on their iPads and tablets, for example. So I think that it's only going to enhance our relationships with our affiliates, which are already in very good shape as we deliver the most value to them. On the last piece of your question, it'll have no impact on our Longhorn Network dealings.
Okay. We're 20 minutes into the call. We've got about 10 minutes left. We'll get to as many questions as we can. We'll start with Shira at the Wall Street Journal, followed by Richard Deitch at Sports Illustrated. Go ahead, Shira. Shira, is your line open?
Sorry about that, guys. I had
mute
button on. George, have you had conversations with your distribution partners, with the key distribution partners, about this new deal, and what's been their reaction?
Well, it's been a busy morning so far, but since we just announced it an hour or so ago, I haven't had a chance to talk to any of them yet. But I'm sure that I will, as I'm in frequent contact with the major distributors. But, I mean, all kidding aside, I mean, you know, ESPN delivers for cable operators. It's the most valuable service. Nobody disputes that. We work as hard as we can to create new products like Watch ESPN to benefit their business and continue to help the business grow. So this will be received very well by our distributors. And it's certainly the length of the term, another 8 years into 2021, provides benefits on both sides. We can all plan our businesses, and you know what product you have. It just is. We like long-term deals, and we appreciate the NFL's willingness to go 8 years. It's our second 8-year deal in a row, and I think that's another value add to the whole distribution business.
Okay, we'll now go to Richard Deitch at Sports Illustrated, followed by Barry Jackson at the Miami Herald. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, this question is for Roger Goodell. Roger, regarding your evaluating the possibility of an added Thursday night package, what would you say your timetable is on awarding such a package?
It's not likely that we would do it in the next year. We're going to continue our discussions with our current partners and evaluate aspects of our new labor agreement as part of that and make what we expect to be the best decision for our fans and for our 32 clubs and for our partners.
Okay, we'll go to Barry Jackson at the Miami Herald, followed by Mike Reynolds at Multichannel News.
George, obviously you've had some very good games over the course of this contract. That being said, NBC consistently has had a higher volume of games matching two teams with winning records in the previous year than your schedules had, and I guess that's one reason why they've called their package the marquee primetime package. Have you ever asked for a more consistently good schedule on NBC's level?
No, I mean, we work closely with the league on scheduling the games. Our schedule this year is dynamite. So we work with the league constantly on scheduling games, and they're very cooperative in working with us to schedule games that are important to us. The overall scope of this deal goes so far beyond what individual matchups we have, you know, over 17 games. It's really about the scope of this deal for our company. And it drives the whole nature of our company. It's really where we elicit the value. So I appreciate the constant comparisons to this game and this network and that network and who's got a marketing slogan. It really is driving the entire value chain for the ESPN company. That being said, Monday Night Football itself remains a top 10 TV property and wins every single Monday night in all the key male demos. So, I mean, it's kind of a win-win. The night itself is great for us. It's must-see programming for millions of sports fans, and it fuels the ESPN company worldwide. So it really hits for us on all levels.
And I guess I would just jump in behind George on this one, together and both with scheduling, with the incredible resources and coverage that ESPN brings to our sports fans and NFL fans, that we've been able to continue to grow the audience of Monday Night Football. And they've taken a great brand and made it better. And that's a tribute to them. And I think we've worked well together to make sure that all of our packages continue to grow across all of our partners. And they've each done a terrific job in doing that. So I agree with George. They've had unprecedented success with what they've done with Monday Night Football on ESPN, and we expect to continue to grow that together.
Okay, we'll go to Mike Reynolds at Multichannel News, followed by Lisa Richwine at Reuters.
Gentlemen, Commissioner, I was wondering, in terms of the playoff game, is there a time frame for when that might occur, and would it come at expense of the current format, or would ESPN possibly get another game in an expanded playoff format?
Both remain options. We have commitments for our playoff format through 2013, so I don't anticipate any changes prior to that. But both options are possibilities for us as we consider our not only our broadcast partnerships, but also whether we would at any point in time consider expanding the playoffs, which we have done from time to time as a league.
Okay, we'll move on to Lisa Richwine at Reuters, followed by Chad Hedges at Cablefax. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hi, my question was just answered. Thanks.
Oh, okay. We'll go to Chad, and then we'll go on to John Lafayette at Broadcasting and Cable. Go ahead, Chad. Chad, is your line open? Okay. Chad might have dropped off. Okay, we will go to John Lafayette at Broadcasting and Cable.
kind of update on where you stand in terms of renewal talks with your other television partners.
John, I think I assume that one's I only caught the second half of your question, but I assume the question was where do we stand with renewals on the other partners?
Exactly.
We are in discussions. As you know, we had an exclusive negotiating period with ESPN, obviously successfully reaching a conclusion, and we're thrilled with that. And we are in discussions with our other broadcast partners as we speak.
Any thoughts about what kind of sorts of, whether you'd be looking for similar levels of price increases as you got from ESPN?
We're going to keep our negotiations with our broadcast partners.
Okay, I think we've got time for one more question. We'll go to Barry Janoff at Big Lead Sports. Go ahead, Barry.
Hi, guys. From ESPN's point, I know you guys had bid on the Olympics. Would you have still been able to pay the money to NFL and work with them had you gotten the Olympics for X amount of dollars you were spending?
The Olympic negotiation had, whether we had won it or not, would have had no impact on our dealings with the NFL.
This gives you a nice plum in place instead. If you didn't get that, since you've got the NFL, that's a nice it's a nice worldwide broadcasting plum there.
Well, as I've been saying consistently here, it's a premier property, and the whole NFL relationship fuels the entire ESPN company. So calling it a plum is a bit of an understatement, but we're very happy with the deal we've reached, and we'll extend our relationship into the third decade with the NFL.
Okay, and with that, we're right around 30 minutes. I know that both the commissioner and George have busy days today. I want to thank them for being part of the call today, and also just remind the media that we will have a full transcript available later today, as well as a full audio replay of the conference call at ESPNMediaZone.com. If any additional questions come up, members of our communications department and NFL communications are available. Thanks again to everyone for joining today's call.
Thank you. Thanks, George.
All right. Thank you, Raj. Bye-bye.